in the NFL at the moment, the world has changed on where they spend their money and what they spend their money on and what positions they should spend most of their money on to make sure they've got in order to put themselves in the best position to win a Super Bowl. So I want you to do the 5-4-3-2-1 most important positions or player types that clubs should be spending their money on when it comes to putting their list together.
Okay, so we're going to do five today.
We're going to start with number five. So the fifth most important position, if you've got 14.5, whatever it is, $1 million a year in your salary cap, where should you be spending the bulk of it? The five most important positions.
Let me first go through all the positions.
Are you going to reveal them now? I thought we'd reveal
I'm going to do number five now, but I'm going to go through every position on the ground.
Okay.
Key back, intercept back, small back, big bodied mid slash forward, high half forward, small forward, hybrid forward, ruck, key forward, wing. Covers them all. Set the medis up.
Did I have any different? The hybrid utility, the Mark Blixarves type, there's one.
Yeah, okay. The hybrid mid.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Number five, intercept back. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going Stewart, Lever, Dawson, Adelaide.
Yep.
The Swannies had a bit of trouble.
Deconing did that role on grand final day.
Yeah, well, no, but he's in the key back.
I know, but they've got the flexibility to change it up. No, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. No, there's a we'll talk about that when we come to key backs. Paddy McCartan, probably, but not a super yet.
Third highest intercept marker in the comp this year.
Obviously Howe at Collingwood, Ryan at Frio. Mm. Examples, just straight off the top of my head.
Sicily.
Maybe Adams at Brisbane. Sicily, obviously, yep. Well, they've got a heap. Scrimshaw, Day.
Yep.
Even Jace.
Yeah, Changiz Jiath, yep.
So.
And that's essentially
I'm putting
that's
him in as an intercept back, which means.
Jeremy McGovern at West Coast.
McGovern. Well, you know, I had him in as a key back. But,
okay.
That's a different breed itself. So there's key backs and then there's key backs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
The intercept back.
There's an intercept key back and then there's a dyed-in-the-wall, cut him off, key back.
Goals from turnover has become one of the biggest stats in football. And so, when you can get defensive chain to forward inside 50 chain and what percentage you rank for that, and it starts with an intercept possession. So intercept defender.
Lever would be the most highest paid player, I reckon, of all those blokes. Probably Dawson wouldn't be too far behind. Mm. Howe's probably been underpaid for a long while, deserves to be higher. But it's such an important role they play. They can play as key backs. They can play on key forwards.
Mm-hmm.
They can play on small forwards. But what you really want them to do is to be the sixth defender and just freewheel and get off his man. And how important they were on the weekend that Sydney tagged Stewart with Clark.
Yeah.
And that's happened a few times with Stewart.
And the teams that don't have them, it's noticeable. So you mentioned Adams, Marcus Adams from the Lions. Well, he missed a lot of the back end of the year and missed finals. And Brisbane, who were incredibly brave to get those two finals wins, but they don't really have an intercept defence game. And Harris Andrews is a key back, not an intercept back anymore.
No, I've got him in as the key backs. McGovern.
Richmond have dropped away in that space.
Yeah. So interesting there. One of their main intercept markers is Vlaston.
Yeah.
And
I think on average, he averages the most intercept possessions a game in the competition.
They're a funny little defence because Grimes plays there. He does a bit of that, but he plays as a key back, but he's probably not really.
And a small back at times.
And then they've got heaps of small backs.
Yeah.
You know, they got the Rioli short, Baker goes back there. They got a heap of the runners out of there. So intercept back, really important role. They read the play very well, very good in the air and usually excellent with their disposal. I reckon they're number five on the list.
Matt Rendell is going to tell you the five positions where you should be spending your salary cap money. Yesterday was number five as we count up to the most important position and where you should be spending the most money in your salary cap on, the type of player. Yesterday was the intercept defender, Matt Rendell. Who is it today?
I've put number four as what I call a hybrid forward. So
hybrid forward.
Usually your third tool forward. Usually very good in the air, but they can do everything. They score goals, obviously. They take contested marks on the lead. They can get front and square. Ground players, good getting the ball on the ground, and they can get up the ground so they can run. They're very hard to find and very hard to match up on as a defender because they can do so much stuff. So,
give me some examples of some hybrid forwards.
Heaney.
Are these forwards that spend a little bit of time in the middle as well?
So Toby Green.
Would Stringer be one of those?
Yes, Stringer is one of those.
In a different sort of category?
No, Stringer's in one of those.
Okay. Cam Rayner?
Cam Rayner, yes. Elliot, a smaller version.
Yeah.
But very good in the air.
Yeah.
Great on the ground.
Yep.
And can get up the ground if you want. Can play on ball. Did last year, played a fair bit, didn't he? Fritch is a different one, but similar player. Marks the ball, gets out on the lead. A couple of that people might think more key forward, but Hipwood, I reckon, is more like the player that gets up the ground, moves around, really hard match up.
Well, Jeremy Cameron spent a lot of time playing up the ground this
year. Also got Cameron there listed. Dusty was an interesting one because he doesn't mark the ball over his head, but he plays that hybrid forward.
And they tend to clear it out for him when he does go.
He's a really hard matchup, isn't he? Who do you put?
Yeah.
A midfielder on, a taller key back, or he turns them around. That's why he's such a superstar. And just a couple other blokes. I got him in a different category. I've got him in the big body mid come go forward is Dangerfield and Fife. Now, if Dangerfield and Fife played 80% forward line, they would be exactly those type of players.
Petrarca used to be what you're talking about now, but now he's gone mid forward.
Yeah. So Dangerfield, Fife could easily be there if they played 80% forward. So
and if they're goal kicking just a little.
Funny enough, tweak. With these blokes,
being facetious, yes, of course. No, they are greats of the game, literally.
They can miss. Not the highest paid players in certain, like Cameron is. Heaney's well paid. Toby Green, we know. Kurno, Stringer, yes. Dusty, yes. Fritch and Elliott, I wouldn't have thought were high paid. Rayner, maybe. Hipwood, but not the best ones are nearly your highest paid player in the club. Your best ones, which is, I'm talking Cameron, Heaney, Green.
Every day on Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio, the Maccas run on Trade Radio. We're asking Matt Rendell to count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 in order of most importance. Which position should you be spending the bulk of your money on? We're going through the five positions that you should be spending your money on in your salary cap if you're any club. We've had the intercept defender at 5. We've had the hybrid forward at 4. Number 3 today, Matty, please. Most important.
When I'm picking a team, or when I was at St Kilda, it was with great delight each week that we would put Max Hudgens' magnet on the board, and we knew that the key forward for the opposition was going to be rendered useless because Max used to cut him out. He was fantastic at it. So my number 3 is key backs. I love a key back. You have to have 2 good key backs. And they're reasonably well played if you've got a really good one. Obviously, Darcy Moore, he's on about 800. Yes. He's top in the top shelf. Stephen May, about the same.
Jeremy McGovern has been, would be coming to the
McGovern,
end of that.
Jeremy McGovern, even more. I think he might have been a mill at some stage.
Yes, James Sicily.
I've got him in as the hybrids.
Yep.
The intercept back, not the Wiedering.
Yes.
Harris Andrews.
Yes.
Alex Pearce. Had a great year this year. And maybe you can throw Brendan Cox in as well. He had a super year too, the two of those blokes.
Ben Mackay at North Melbourne as well, I rate.
Yes, Ben Mackay I really like. And look, if you want to look back at a premiership, the Bulldogs, Hamling and I'm trying to think of the other one. Hamling and
I'll tell you,
had great years.
I'll tell you a great one. Brian Lake and Josh Gibson.
Yes. Brian Lake.
Norm Smith medalist, Norm Smith and then Josh Gibson, two-time best and fairest in premiership years.
As soon as he came to Hawthorn, he turned that place around.
Yeah.
Because they were crying out for a key back. And he turned that round. Worth their weight in gold, especially if they're an intercept marker as well. So
with that string to the bow.
Pierce is a bit more defensive.
Mm.
But, you know, Darcy Moore provides the intercept mark and the runoff.
Yeah.
Stephen May, intercept mark all the time. Harris Andrews more of a spoiler than a marker. He actually could go for more marks if he wanted to than spoiling. McGovern marks the ball, intercept. The other one who's been great for a long while but a bit shorter is Grimes. Been a super player as a key back, playing on small forwards as well.
His versatility is phenomenal.
Huge. So I love putting two key backs in there and going, well, I don't have to worry about the key forwards today because these blokes will shut them out. Number two, the key forward. Okay, McKay, Buddy.
Key forward number two.
Yes, Hawkins, Lynch, Kurno, the Kings by two. Obviously really important. You need a competitor. It's a tough position, especially, the game's opened up a bit now, so it's a bit easier for them. But, you know, when they were piling back, the game was slow piling back. It was not impossible to kick a goal. You had to be a genius. But it's opened up a bit. That's what Buddy's been. It's opened up, and it's allowed these key forwards to do some work. But I'm using cause and effect here. You need to get the ball there to them. And they're the important blokes, the blokes who get the ball to them. They can't get the ball to them with any semblance of class, they don't kick the goals.
In saying that, though, the key forward of the modern day, which I think Buddy it was a pressure forward, but Tom Hawkins, Jack Grewalt and Josh Kennedy all started tackling inside 50. They started not only taking contested marks and marks inside 50, but they started getting high in score involvements, goal assists. Well, they started to distribute as well as to kick themselves.
Well, that's not new. That should be going on forever and a day since Adam was a boy. I mean, the Duck and McKernan were pretty damn good at putting pressure on in that forward line, those two blokes. Plugger put a different lot of pressure on. He used to scare the bejesus out of everyone.
Yes. And unadulterated fear is a great way to stop someone from doing anything.
And Gary Ablett Sr., you better have had at least 5 metres on him.
Dunstall
if
chased.
He got ahead of steep. Dunstall did as well. So
and gave him off. Yep.
Yep. So, they should be doing that. The good ones do it.
Yep.
And they all do it now. So they got to put that pressure on. So obviously really important, but if the ball don't get there, they don't kick anything. So who is number one?
Well,
they are the big-bodied mids.
Yep.
Slash forward.
Yes.
Okay, so let's name a few. Dangerfield, Selwood, Bottompelli, Fife, Petrarca, Degowie, Cripps, Dusty.
Oliver.
Maybe less Oliver.
He does accelerate out of stoppage now. Last couple of years, he's really taken the...
Every bloke I name there...
Run, goes, carry, deliver.
Every bloke I name there, except probably Selwood, goes forward, marks the ball, kicks goals.
Good point.
Oliver doesn't.
Okay.
He kicks them from the midfield, but not as a resting forward.
Sure.
So let's have a look at it. Danger, Brownlow, 5-2 Brownlows. Cripps, a Brownlow. Dusty, 3 Norm Smiths. Petrarca,
and
Norm Smith. And a
Brownlow. Dusty, a Brownlow, 2017.
Did he? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, won everything.
Degowie, maybe his best to come. Selwood, well, just a legend. Bont should have won a Norm Smith. Absolutely got robbed by Johannesson. He was BAG by a mile.
Tom Boyd. Or Pickin. I reckon it was.
I reckon Johannesson was fourth.
Yeah, I would have probably gone with that as well.
Anyway, so there's where you want to pay the money. One, they win contested ball.
And clearance.
Two, they win clearance.
Yep.
Three, they get back in defence. Four, they get out of the clearance.
Yep.
Five, they kick goals from on ball. Six, they go forward and mark the ball and kick goals.
And the stats that I look and all of these guys do well in, inside 50s.
Yep.
Score involvements.
Score involvement. We'll go through Dangerfield. Score involvement. Six goals.
He had six goal assists.
And 13 score involvements in the grand final. That's ridiculous.
That's exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
Beautifully done, Matt money. Rendell. Where yeah. do you spend your money? List management has become just as important as coaching and development. It's the triangle that you need to get right, and how you spend your money, where you spend your money, such a crucial part of that list management. Matt Rendell summed it up for you. We'll pop that up on the Twitter, where you need to spend your money, the five positions that you need to dish the cash to. This is Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. When we come back, the daily wash up to Pope. There's some other things that have happened as part of free agency today. And you can have your say 0433 0419 187 323. 0419 187 323.